Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: so angry I'm seeing red. Dear Stephen Shirley, I begin this letter by saying I hate my husband of 12 years. I feel as though he has made a fool of me, and I feel stupid. The thought of him makes me sick to my stomach. When he says, I love you, I want to say, kiss my butt. I'm at the point in which I don't even care to confront him. For what reason? Another stupid lie. Okay, you can tell me that he lies to me because I am the one he doesn't want to hurt. But when he lies, at which point does a man realize that he is hurting me? He's still hurting me. At this moment, it is not do I leave him, but how do I leave? And this is why I am writing you. I know getting even is not the right choice, but it would make me feel better. I would like your opinion. Here is what I came up with so far. Set him up. I know he is meeting a woman in person that he meets online. He doesn't even know one of the women he is talking to is me. Do I talk to him first? Ask him what I am lacking that makes him look elsewhere? Do I just get my ducks in a row and walk? By the way, I would rather put a knife in a print of his profile and put it over his side of the bed while he is sleeping. What do you think? I say get some billboards. That's what we were talking about earlier. Anyway.
The latest trend. Huh?
No, right? Anyway, if you got an extra $250,000 laying around. But my favorite line in this whole letter is when he says, I love you, I want to say kiss my butt. Wow. That says a lot about your relationship. You're that angry. You're very, very angry and emotional. You want to get him back. You want revenge. You want to feel better, you said. But I got to ask you, really, is it worth all of that? Is he worth this? Do you still love this man? Do you still want a relationship with him? Can he be trusted? Those are the kinds of questions you need to be asking yourself once you calm down. And I get that you're upset right now. I understand this. I kind of think you are still feeling him because you asked the question, do you talk to him first? And do you want to ask him, what are you lacking and all of that? So if there's still some feelings there that you have for this man, go ahead and talk to him. But you got to ask yourself, is he worth all of this first? Steve?
Man, uh-uh. Thank you, Shirley. Nice response, all that, yada, yada, yada. Here go the deal.
What?
I ain't got nothing to say to this woman. My notes is all for the man.
Mm. Oh.
First of all, when a woman in a letter begin this letter by saying, I hate my husband. Man, he has no idea the hell he finna live in. Mm. I hate my husband. Then she says, when he says I love you, I want to say kiss my butt.
That's my favorite line.
Let me explain something to y'all. Let me say this to you right here, right now.
Say it, Steve.
The word hate and butt cannot go in the same sentence. If a woman hate you, I can assure you butt is not the word she's using. I hate my husband. Everything. When he says I love you, I really want to say kiss my whole
entire,
all of it. Put it in a box and don't miss a corner.
It's my favorite part, that letter.
12 years she been made a fool of. She hate him so much, you don't even know what he did until 3/4 of the letter is over.
Mm-hmm.
The whole first is about hate.
She wants revenge.
She is on fire.
I know getting even ain't right. Mm-hmm. It's not the right choice, but it would make me feel better. When a woman says that, you finna get something done to you.
Yep.
Because it's finna make her feel better. Because right now, she heard, listen, this message is for anybody out there who may know this guy. If you even think you know him, if you have a Christian bone in your body, please notify him and tell him Steve Harvey said, get out.
While you can.
Get out. Try to escape. Because you online talking, and one of the women you talking to is her. Boy.
Checkmate, girl. Checkmate.
Boy. All right, come on, Steve. Let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
Well.
So angry, I'm seeing red, Steve.
I have nothing to say to this woman because I'm afraid
of her. You're scared, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't want her to turn none of this on me.
Billboards.
This is for the dude that's doing his girl wrong. Listen to me. Hell hath no fury like a woman's going. At the top of the letter when she said, I hate my husband, this is not good for no man. Once a woman utters them words, here come the billboards. Here come the internet lies.
But Steve, she's fed up.
I got all that. Once again, Shirley, I'm not saying anything to this woman.
You're scared.
You're just warning the fellas.
I don't need this
fellas
in my life. But listen, and I'm serious now. I'm very serious about this. If you think you know who this guy is, if you have even considered Christianity, please call this brother and let him know. Because, see, let me show something with you. The strawberry letter is meant to help people, to solve problems. Sometimes we laugh with the strawberry letter.
I'm seeing how you
this is the first
this
time we've ever had a strawberry letter that is exposing a murder plot. This is not what the strawberry letter is supposed to be about.
I'm going to kill him.
Okay,
how
whoa,
are you getting
whoa, whoa
murder out of that?
Yeah, I take it literally. Knife in a print of his profile.
Right,
not in his
print
profile.
Yeah.
She's blowing off some steam, Steve. Come on.
Blow off steam. Take a drink. Go for a walk. I don't want her coming after me.
Hey, she's fed up with his lies. She's fed up with his mess.
That's why he, somebody, know this man. Please, for the love of God, tell him there is a murder plot out for his death.
He's not plotting murder.
I don't know what y'all think it is.
But she set him up, though. She wanted to
yes
win.
Yes.
Well, all she right wanted to win. He talking to his wife. Babe, what you doing? What you got on?
All right, Steve, we got to go. We got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget to join me this Thursday for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook at 1:30 p.m. Please be there. Can't wait to see you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.